Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
All right, so I'm here today with Luca and Stefan. Shall we start with Stefan? Stefan, you live in another country. Where are you from?
Hello. Well, originally I was born in England, in London, but I was brought up in France, south of France, Toulouse, where I lived most of my life up until 18 years old, when I decided to go and venture back to England, into Liverpool.
Okay, you live in Liverpool?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
Very, very vibrant city at the moment, good place to be, always loads happening, and, you know, over the past few years, I think, since I got there, I've seen it, you know, grow and become what it is now, you know, which is a multicultural city, I think, with loads of students and quite a lot of tourists as well that come every year.
Okay, and you don't regret moving from France?
No, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest, you know, it wasn't easy at first, you know, landing into a country that you don't really know your surroundings, you know, but, you know, you get used to it and it's part of growing up and learning,
okay.
You know.
Well, we'll come back to what you do in Liverpool. So, Luca, where are you from?
I'm from Toulouse, born and raised for 20 years. I left when I was 20 years old, and I also moved in Liverpool.
Okay.
Went to meet Stefan, really.
What do you think of moving to another country, living in another country?
It's...
What are your experiences that you've had?
It's not that hard at first. Let's say you go through phases where you pack your luggages, stuff starts to get scary for you because you don't really know where you're going, but then you move in your new country and... And like I said, you get through phases. The way it happened for me is the first 2 months, I thought I was on holiday. You never really realize until after 2 months, you realize, wait a second, where's my return ticket, really? and then, so that's it. The first 2 months were dead easy because, hey, it's holiday.
Yeah.
You're trying to find a job, but then still, I didn't start working straight away. It took me 2 months to actually get familiar with the language. I couldn't speak a word when I got there. I had a few basics, but not enough to get employed straight away anyway. And after those 2 months, that's where... And I'm not going to lie, that's why it got a bit harder, because you realize, that's it, I'm stuck here, this is my city, and you don't have much at this point. I mean, I was happy I had friends over there already, I couldn't have done it by
you
myself.
You knew Stefan already.
I knew Stefan already from high school, basically, So, after those 2 months of holiday, you get hit by, wait a second, this is my new life, and then that gets scary a little bit, because you got to take on you to make the right move, find a job, and you know, create your own life, really. And after you're comfortable with this, basically that's the last phase. So that took me 6 months in total where, that's it, I was a bit comfier, where I realized, okay, it's not that bad. I'm starting to get familiar with the language anyway. I wasn't fluent at all whatsoever, but
not
I started
easy
to understand.
Accent, is it?
And in Liverpool as well, yeah. I didn't have a clue, by the way, about the Liverpool accent.
I guess that was the main difference between Lucas and myself, is I moved to a country where I was already familiar with the language to some extent. Although I'm not gonna lie, you know, I had to ask scousers to repeat themselves the first few months.
Well, we do, English people do as well. So, what are you two guys? You're both working together, I guess.
Sorry. Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, we originally met in Toulouse, actually, and you know, we already had a combined passion for music, and you know, I went over there to study some sort of sound engineering and carry on doing music on the side, and Lucas did the same pretty much, you know. I mean, in terms of school, I was a year ahead of him anyway, because I'm a year older, and then when it was time for him to take off, and once he'd finished his studies, he came and meet me.
And you're in a band now?
Yeah.
What's the name of the band?
The Boston Shakers.
Boston Shakers. Okay.
Boston Shakers. I guess it comes from, you know, when we first got there, and still now to some extent, but we had to, you know, get a job along with whatever we were doing, whether it was studies or music, just to, you know, pay the bills as you do. And we ended up working in bars, and that became a source of inspiration, I guess, you know, the nightlife, the surroundings. And the Boston Shakers, the main instrument of a bartender, so... We thought that was a cool name to go
what
with.
What style of music are you doing?
It'll be rock music, but a bit different. The setup's different anyway. There's no real drummer.
Okay.
And so it's modern rock.
So there's no drums?
There is drums, but there's no drummer. That's the thing. How our generation got into computer music and stuff like this. That's the way we started making music back then. We created a band before the Boston Checker, which was totally electronic based anyway. So we kept the electronic touch and added some rock guitar riffs on top, pretty much. So it's a drum machine with real instruments, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely don't come from a classical music background.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not, yeah.
By ourselves, from first playing with computers and then adding, you know, thinking we needed to add some instruments in there, you know. But it's been
good. And you're doing gigs in Liverpool?
Yeah, we're doing gigs in Liverpool. I mean,
when's your next one?
We've got 3 gigs coming up in 1 week in Liverpool, actually, in a few bars around town. One in Zanzibar, which is quite a popular music venue in the city. And we've got one in another 2 places. And we're also playing a festival at the end of September in Wales.
Excellent.
In Anglesey.
So if anybody wanted to listen to your music, where could they go?
Well, I guess, you know, we're on all social media platforms. I'm sure if you Google the Boston Shakers music will come up as one of the top results. Our website is thebostonshakersmusic.com, and from there you've got links to everything else.
There's also a video on YouTube, actually, that we released not long ago. If you tap Boston Shakers, the song's called Body, Mind and Soul. And so that's our first performance video. It's not a real music video.
Excellent. Okay. So we can put a link on the site for that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. If you don't mind, anyway.
I guess coming back to like what differentiates us a little bit to other sort of classical rock bands that are around the area of the north of England is that we've got an American rapper instead of a singer.
Okay.
You know, which makes a bit of a difference, I guess, or brings something a bit.
And how's that go down in Liverpool, which is quite a cradle of
traditional
music?
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of, you know, I wouldn't say wannabe rappers, but a lot of people who like that kind of music.
Hip-hop music is quite big.
Yeah, it is popular as much as... Maybe, you know, of course Liverpool has this background of the Beatles and, you know, guitar music and very singy, songy songs, you know. But there is also a very urban culture there, definitely, you know. So
you don't regret going to Liverpool?
No.
Excellent. You recommend people to go there, yeah?
Definitely. While you got time. Anyway, while you got time. If the time of your life or project allows you to do that, go abroad and everything, yeah, I definitely recommend that you build yourself and you learn something else. And if you don't speak the language, you will.
Yeah, it's not just Liverpool, I think. It's just going abroad and experiencing different cultures. And
it opens your mind up anyway. Sure. I mean, you got to be a bit open-minded as you go. You can judge a culture without going there. And you can be like, oh, English people are like this, like that. I'm going to hate it. If you go there, you will hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I took it as, oh, I'll see what's abroad, you know. And
okay, so we're in the south of France at the moment, near Toulouse, and it's 34 degrees today.
Yes, indeed.
How easy is it going to be to go back to Liverpool?
It's
going to
be really hard. Every summer I get big, big holiday blues, obviously. The only thing that puts me back on my feet is the fact that my life is in England after all. So all this is only an illusion, seeing your close friends and your family while you're on holiday. My life wouldn't be like that if I was still here anyway. I'd still have to work, find a flat, and it's the same everywhere anyway.
This is home, but when we come
and
back,
the holiday
it's a holiday
as well. Yeah,
exactly.
And so you're going back home on Thursday.
That's right.
Okay, thanks very much, Luca and Steph.
No problems, Chris.
Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.